So let's look straight away at how do you induce a trance in another person. Well, remember, to a certain extent, you've been doing this in the last 7 CDs of this course already. So this is nothing new. What we will be doing is we'll be refining some of the processes to give you very specific things to do, which will almost guarantee that the person that you're with will enter into hypnotic trance. Now, remember as we do this, that the 4-stage protocol you learned all the way back on CD1 is going to be the primary key to everything you do. So whenever you want to engage in some kind of hypnotic process, the first thing you must do is absorb attention. You must get people's attention. Next, you must somehow bypass the critical thinking, that conscious factor which can get in the way of accepting of suggestions. The next stage is to somehow activate some part of an unconscious response. And finally, you can lead that unconscious response. You can take it towards whatever outcome, whatever final destination that you want to take them to. So, the very first thing you need to do is look at how to fixate the attention in whatever way you can do this. Now, there are many different ways to fixate people's attention. One would be to tell them something of interest. Perhaps to hook the curiosity with a question. Perhaps to say something or dangle the key or a carrot of something that they really want in front of them. And sometimes it's just as simple as asking them directly to fix their attention on whatever it is you're saying or whatever it is you're doing. Now this is an important point because although you're learning conversational hypnosis in order to be more indirect, in order to be able to bypass resistances in a way that people don't really pay attention to what you're doing, it sometimes is the easiest thing to do is to simply be very direct, to really ask someone to do something very directly, and that will get the best results. Now, if you look at the world's greatest hypnotists, Milton Erickson, Richard Bandler, the people who have made indirect hypnosis into a high art form, all of these people have absolutely no compunction when the time is right to simply tell their clients, their patients, whatever it is that they want them to do in a very direct, upfront sort of manner. And this is going to be one of the secrets to making you a better conversational hypnotist. In fact, making what you do even more indirect. One of the secrets is learning the art of being very direct and asking for exactly what you want without any faffing about, without any embarrassment or hesitation. There's another reason for you to get used to being very direct in your hypnotic inductions. And that is because the easiest way, the simplest way to learn hypnosis is to learn to be very direct first of all. Once you've mastered the art of direct suggestion, direct hypnotic interventions, then you can begin to add subtleties and smooth things out and take things off into the background, fade them into the background of your communication so that you can become increasingly more indirect. So what we'll be doing on this particular CD is taking you from very simple direct patterns of hypnotic inductions to increasingly more indirect patterns. So by the time we get to the end of this CD, you'll have all kinds of wonderful conversational patterns of inductions which will put people into hypnotic trance in a matter of moments throughout any normal conversation.